Good morning. It's Saturday, the 6th of April, and it is Final Four weekend. And here comes a very chalky Final Four. UConn has been walking all over people. Purdue has as well. They match up well with the big man for NC State, the defensive end playing basketball. Yet laying 9 to 12 points, we're looking at 9 and 11 and a half here for UConn. 9 for Purdue. In these types of game, laying that kind of points is more risky than swimming in with an open wound in shark-infested water. It ain't going to happen. Nope. Purdue and UConn, rest assured, Purdue and UConn will be playing for the title in a couple days, though. So we're going to do two alternate line parlays here for a half unit each. Now, keep in mind, a lot of these books are offering boosts. For example, you can get 44% over at DraftKings. You get 25% for everybody over at FanDuel. There's two plays here. Like I said, half unit each. You should do one at each place. Or use one at your favorite book. Whatever you need to do. Or just play them like they are. Be a little chalky, but without the boost. But we're going to play more than the boost anyway. More than the minimum available on the boost anyway. So, here we go. Bet number one, Purdue to win on the money line. Just win. Don't care how much. You can cover the spread if you want, but we don't care. Win by one. And UConn by 5.5. The main thing with that is we're already chalky. And in the case of DraftKings anyway, not at FanDuel. So you could do this one at FanDuel if you really want to get it chalky. But FanDuel has a smaller boost. Anyway, Connecticut minus 5.5. So Purdue to win, Connecticut to win by 6 or more at minus 5.5. That's bet number one. Parlay number one. Parlay number two, going the other direction, so we can get middles on this. But again, we're still looking at Purdue and Connecticut to win these cleanly. So in this case, NC State plus 17 and Alabama plus 17. So we're going with the dogs. Obviously, they could, in theory, upset one of these teams. Not going to happen. But they could, in theory, upset one of these teams. But we don't need to have an upset. We can lose by 16 points. Or we can even lose by 17, and that side of the bet's just a push. You can move it up to 17.5 if you want, but that's going to be hard to find. You're not really going to find that line. Actually, this bet, just for the record, this one was at Bet Rivers at a better price available. No boost. It was minus 122 is what it was. Okay, so again, remember, check the boosts out. I'm not shilling for these folks. I don't give a crap, you know, where you play. I just want you to get the best deal. But DraftKings and FanDuel have the boosts for Final Four games this weekend. And if you split them up, that makes these a very nice potential ROI, return on investment. Okay, now as far as, just for the record, for the over-unders in these games, because you know I do like to play some same-game parlays with the total, because that's the definition of a correlated parlay, and correlated parlays, as I've said before, used to be disallowed by the Vegas books, because it's a disadvantage to them and an advantage for you. I don't have an edge on these totals. I simply don't. They're virtually unplayable. Actually, they're just unplayable. Here's what I actually have in these games. I have Purdue 80, NC State 68, so do with that what you will. I have this a little closer than the next one, Connecticut 85, Bama 77. If you figure out the, compare those to the over-unders, posted lines, there's no edge there. Now, let's go a little farther, because I think the numbers are a little unreliable for these games today. They don't feel right to me. The numbers are numbers. Numbers don't have a reason to lie, right? I just don't trust these numbers. There always has to be eyeballs attached to these things, gut instincts, etc. I would think the UConn game plan is to lock down Alabama versus playing street ball with them. Doesn't that make sense? So an under seems to be the way to go if you're forced to bet on it. And I can't imagine a scenario that you'd be forced to bet on something. I would favor an under in the Purdue-NC State game as well. As a general rule, if you think about it, Final Four games would tend to be nerve-wracking for these young athletes. So it'd be tentative starts, sloppiness. you might be stronger at defense than you are taking that shot. You can be jittery and get it all over your opponent, drape all over him and shut him down. That's a good way to get rid of the jitters, is just get physical and get going. But the offensively, these are young guys. You can't come out in this national program like that as a general rule, generally speaking, and be ready to roll. So at least for the start, you're going to lose some points, you would think. All right, and then there's also a reason that decades straight of NCAA champs have been better than average to very good at playing defense. I think the stats out there is like top 40 offense and top 20 defense. No team in, 35 years has won the title without being top 40 offense, top 20 defense. Might be top 22 defense. So, you know, obviously, these stats, again, you can make a stat for anything you want. But the bottom line is, you better be pretty good at offense and defense. You better be a well-rounded team. But more importantly, on the defensive side. It's not the other way around. It's not top 20 offense and top 40 defense. It's top 40 offense and top 20 defense. So you have to be playing defense. And so if you're good at defense, you would tend to have a lower scoring game. It's just common sense. So that's it. I'm going to keep it as short as I can. That's the information today. Again, just a quick recap. Two bets, half unit each. Purdue money line win paired up with Connecticut -5.5 on an alternate line. And then for bet number two, two alternate lines with the dogs, NC State +17, Alabama +17. The end result is that Purdue and Connecticut play each other for the national championship in a couple more days. Good luck.